Proclamation number 1400, dated the April 29th, 1940. Mutual help from beings in the beyond for the care of misguided souls. Suffering as aid. Spiritual beings are connected to each other by heartfelt love, and one is always ready to actively help the other in bringing salvation to unredeemed souls, because every mature spirit is living in love and unable to feel anything but love for every single being. When a being in the beyond wants to bring spiritual help to its protege on earth, many spiritual beings are instantly willing to take care of this person on earth, and an eager desire for his soul sets in. An indescribable number of obstacles have to be overcome which require the spiritual being's patience and endurance, and during the perseverance of such a soul they make every conceivable effort in order to establish a spiritual bond. Many futile attempts are made before they succeed in motivating people to accept their transmitted thoughts, which are frequently rejected by people inasmuch as everything of a spiritual nature is laughed at and ridiculed. But nothing may prevent the beings from tirelessly continuing their attempts, and they do so with utmost joyous devotion. It is, after all, for the sake of helping the spiritual beings who are entrusted with the protection of people, because their love for them urges them to help. And, at the same time, every accomplishment generates a lot of joy in the beyond, because these beings know the suffering of the unredeemed soul. And if these souls are not taught the gospel until they are in the beyond, their resistance will not lessen until they have become aware. In contrast, earthly life can achieve a relatively rapid change of mind if the beings in the beyond make the most of every opportunity. And that they do so is guaranteed by their immense love for each other and their love for people. Whatever they can do in order to support each other in their spiritual work for the earthly children who are entrusted to them, they will do gladly and joyfully, and thus they serve each other with love. And the strength of this love transmits itself to people, so that once in a while a sudden change occurs in them, that they, for no obvious reason, all contemplate spiritual matters and thus listen to the whisperings from the beyond, and then the being's effort will be successful. Because loving action overcomes the worst opposition, it just has to be applied with perseverance and patience. And this is guaranteed by the great love of these beings, for they are concerned that every person should reach awareness, and this concern spurns them into tireless activity and work to bring the kingdom of God close to people's thoughts. Amen.